Hello, everyone. I am Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Feyi Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
Our God is great and greatly to be praised.
Amen. He is. So, happy birthday, honey.
Yes.
It's your birthday this month, March. So, yes. What did you do for your birthday?
Yes, I guess, you bought me a wonderful present that took me out of a state into a sunshine state. You know, we had an outstanding time, attending a leadership conference and then have the opportunity to R&R. Rest and restoration. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for the gift.
Well, I am so glad that you had a wonderful time.
Yes.
Someone as incredible and precious as you, we're grateful to you. You do so much, not just, for me or our family, but for others. And everyone that knows you know how hardworking you are, dedicated, passionate, and just something to get you away from all the work and, soak yourself in content that I know that you love so much, from one of the international leaders that I know you love so much. So I'm so glad that you had that opportunity and you enjoyed it.
And so, I am excited because you had agreed
that
the whole of this month will be my birthday month. So that every day, 31 days of this month. And I'm so excited because my birthday is March. And that means I have 31 days, not 28 days, not 29 days, not even 30 days.
So you have
30 extra one day over 30. Okay, yes.
So all you right. have all month to celebrate. Guess
I
what?
Know.
You can celebrate. Excited. You can celebrate whatever yes. You need. Let us know. We're yes. here to serve you and we're just grateful to God
yes.
For you. And I know that this new year, as you enter it, the Lord is just going to astound you with his presence, his glory, and all that he has already destined for
Amen.
You.
Amen. So, I'm so thankful to God for you and our children. And you know what they're saying, behind every successful man, is that strong, successful, godly woman.
Oh.
And you are my queen. Forever my queen. I love you.
I love you, okay. honey. Thank God for you.
All right.
We better get to work here.
Yeah, okay. Because last episode was episode 72.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, and then we talked a lot about
The medicine of love. We were celebrating Black History.
Exactly.
We had visited the Holocaust Museum.
That's right.
And so with some of the things at the events and all of the questions that we had,
yes.
we were able to share with people. And, with the tight schedule, traveling and all of that, we're just getting now to episode 73.
Yes. And this episode, it will be an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a transition into the next episode of our podcast, which I will ask everyone. I'm not going to let the cat out of the. Let the cat out of the bag, or don't reveal the whole thing. But however, I want to tell you that our next episode, our next podcast is going to be so outstanding, so beneficial, so blessed reading, and so filled with word of wisdom, and that everyone will want to listen to. So I will encourage you, save the date. Save the date and make sure that you don't miss the next episode, episode 74, that is coming. We are going to have a world-renowned guest on this episode, joining on this podcast. So save the date. And make sure that you do not miss it. And then invite people, your friends, your family members, your colleagues, your co-workers. to listen, okay?
Yes, invite them to listen. So it will be a blessed time. So episode 73 of Oasis of Hope podcast today, which is tied into our message of God's transformative love and hope.
Yes.
So we're looking at our living hope. That's our title. And that's because in 2 weeks' time, we're going to celebrate a reality of why we believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And why, not just us, but believers around the world have committed their lives into the hands of this Savior who is the Son of God.
Yes, I know something that I share with you and our family recently is that I've been collecting a lot of three things, right? I talked about the divine Trinity and creations. I talked about the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, heaven, earth, sea, sun, moon, stars, wisdom, power, glory, heart, soul, mind, grace, love, fellowship, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of the three is love. But today, I'm adding another three. Jesus Christ's birth, death, and resurrection.
Wow.
And that resurrection defines, solidifies, establishes our living hope.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, someone is listening or people are listening. We've had the privilege, you know, of partnering with so many, you know, pastors around the world and our brothers and sisters in the Lord that listen to this. And also, we have non-believers that listen, you know, because they send us questions.
Correct.
And those questions, we're able to pray on them many times and provide responses that we know that the Holy Spirit will be able to open their hearts to the truth of the gospel. So if someone asks you and say, you know, by the way, why do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ to you?
Yes.
And how can you share from how personal this is, this person of our Lord Jesus Christ as your living hope?
You know what? That's a good question. And if somebody asks me that, you know, it won't catch me unaware because I am prepared for it. Because God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, has done so much for me, you know, from where I come from the, you know, from being a Muslim to who I am today, and for him saving me. So I will begin by saying that the Lord and my Savior can do all these things, but I cannot. What are those things that I cannot do that only my Lord Jesus Christ can do? My Lord can save and sanctify, because I cannot save and sanctify anyone.
Mm.
I cannot atone for sin. I cannot redeem the world. I cannot make right what is wrong. Only he can. I cannot make pure what is impure. Only he can. I cannot make holy what is unholy. Only he can. I cannot call myself to be sovereign. Only he is sovereign. He is sovereign. And he has a sovereign work of God that only he could have done. So that's why he came to die for my sin. That's why I owe him everything whatsoever, because he paid the price. Not only paying the price partially, but he paid it in full. So who is Christ to me? I said, Christ is perfect. He sustains me. He foresees. He overrules. He commands. He creates. He establishes me, he strengthens me, he empowers me, he gives me rest. That's why he said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and
I will give you rest. Okay? Take upon
me my yoke,
for my burden is light
and my yoke is easy. Yes. Amen. He is my refuge. He empowers me, and he is my helper. You know, Psalm 121 declares that. I will lift up my eyes to the hill. So that's where my help comes from.
Wow.
He is everything to me in all totality.
You have described not a myth, not something, a philosophy, not a psychology. You have defined a person, and you have defined, out of the relationship you have with this person, Jesus Christ, a living essence of who he is to you. I did not hear you say, you know, he was. You've shared out of the is, the present, the present tense of who he is to you.
Amen. I remember when I started talking about the Trinity of God, right? And then I talked about the third part of it, his birth, his death and his resurrection. That resurrection is what we're eager to celebrate in just a couple of days, right?
Amen.
So now, back to you, my darling queen. Who is Jesus Christ to you?
Oh, you're asking me the same question.
Yes.
Wow, Jesus Christ to me, I will begin with three scriptures, and then I will share out of those who Jesus Christ is to me.
Okay.
I have three favorite scriptures that brings out this living hope of who Jesus Christ is. The first one is 1 Peter 1:3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." There is your Jesus birth, Jesus death, and Jesus resurrection.
Yes.
Then the second favorite verse on this living hope is Titus 3:7. "So that being justified by his grace," by Jesus' grace, not me, "we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life."
Amen.
Not the hope of this world.
That's right.
But the hope of
eternal life. So, and Jesus, you can affirmatively, convincingly say that Jesus gave you eternal life.
Yes, 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 yes. And then the last one is Romans 8:24-25. "For in this hope, we were saved." The hope that only comes from the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Not me.
That is awesome.
Not what I've done.
Yes.
Nothing whatsoever. "For in this hope, we were saved." Now, here is the big thing. Hope that is seen is not hope. For who hope for what he sees? So, and this living hope lives with us right now, but we have an eternity that is everlasting with this living hope. Now, with all of that, this is who Jesus is to me. He is life itself. Wow. Everything life, because it's not just life here, but he's life.
He is the air that you breathe.
Not just this life here, but life eternal, that goes on and on and on towards eternity. So Jesus Christ is my refuge. He's my comfort.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is my redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
He is my guide.
Preaching, sister.
Without Jesus guiding me, I will fall into so many ditches.
I know.
Jesus Christ is my shield.
Yes.
And this Jesus Christ is my wisdom.
Mm.
Then Jesus Christ is my intercessor. I mean, he prays and prays and prays and prays and prays for me.
Wow.
But you know another thing?
Mm.
You know, the psalmist says the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus Christ, who is my Lord, is the shepherd, not just of my life, but of my heart, where no one can see, of my soul, deep down, of my mind. Wow. He shepherds it. So that all those three things bring him honor and glory. And you know, to wrap it all up, Jesus Christ is my living hope. Because without him, I am completely nothing. That's who Jesus Christ is to me.
Wow, that is amazing. That is awesome. You know what? We can continue from now till, you know, eternity. and we find something to say about our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, one thing that really, you know, amazes me is that we can, you know, like somebody said, we can search from all eternity long and find that there is no one like Jesus Christ.
No one.
You know, because Jesus Christ is the only God, is the only Savior, is the only person that came in human, God himself, God incarnate. He humbled himself so he can relate to us. He came as a human being, not into a wealthy family, not even into a wealthy, a marvelous, luxurious hospital, right? And he was born, and he lived like a normal person, you know, land trade until he was 30 years old, and then they turned into his ministry. But one thing that is so awesome that also set him apart, that's never replicated, is that he resurrected and he never died again because he took authority and power over death and the stings of death. So I've never seen anyone, I've never seen any so-called God, little G-O-D, that died and did not die again. Die and rise up and die again. Even some people that come around like that, they die and die and die and die forever and die again. But Jesus Christ resurrected and lived forevermore. And that's one thing that he promised us in Hebrews 13, 5 to 6, that really touches me, is that he is God Almighty that says, you know what, I will never leave you. Not and forsake. I will never forsake you.
And you know, that promise is so big. That is a priceless promise. You can't even put a price on it. That this living hope that we're talking about says, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. When I'm with you, when you are in the mountain, I'm with you. When you are in the valley, I'm with you. When you're in between, I'm with you. When you are in the season of fall, I'm with you. When you're in the season of winter, I'm with you. When you're in the season of spring, I'm with you. When you're in the season of summer, I'm with you. Oh, when you are happy, I'm with you. When you are sad, I'm with you. When you have children, I'm with you. When you don't have children, I'm with you. No matter what, I am with you. That promise, the reality, is our living hope. And it's because it's our living hope that that promise is so priceless. Because indeed, Jesus Christ is with every single person that have accepted him as Savior and committed and submitted and surrendered as Lord. Indeed, he's with every single one.
You know why it's so unique is that, you know, some people listen to us now and say, oh, well, it's so easy for them. They say, oh, Jesus is with them. We never leave them. We never forsake them. Oh, he and his wife are just saying, well, we meant it.
And we truly mean it. If they only know.
If they only know. And this is not just for you and I alone.
Yes.
As many as received him.
To them, he's given power to become the sons of God, to experience this living hope. And you know, I believe this is a point right now for people listening. Someone is listening and they're like, I don't know what they're talking about. I go to church. You notice we're not talking about going to church. Going to church is excellent.
This is all about relationship.
And you notice we didn't say religion because our living hope is a day-to-day fellowship relationship that we have with a person, not a thing. A person. So God the Father is a person. He's real in our life. God the Son is a person, our Savior, the one that paid the full price on the cross. We're about to celebrate that in Easter. And then the third person of that Trinity, the Holy Spirit, walks with us day by day. So Jesus Christ is a person. He's real. And he wants to do the same and have the same relationship with you. Can you lead our audience that might want to accept Jesus Christ, even in the prayer of salvation?
Yes. So we just want to say it right now. You know, this Jesus Christ is right there where you are right now, and he can hear you. So all he's asking for you is to confess with your mouth that he is Lord and to receive him with your heart. So all you have to do is just to say, Lord Jesus, I give everything to you. I confess all of my sins because I know you came and you died for me so that I can have eternal life. And you said that for the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I want your everlasting life. I need that everlasting life. Help me, save me, so that I can spend eternity with you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. We just lift up everyone right now at the listening of our voice right now, hearing this word, the good news, the gospel, that only Jesus Christ has the power to save. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
And Father, we ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, as many as we open their mouth right now and say, Lord Jesus, save me.
Amen.
I yield to you. I want to be under your management. I want you to lead me, direct me, and order my step from this day forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, O God, that you will forgive their sins and
Amen.
Give them the enjoyment and the opportunity to have a new life, a new living for you. This, what we're talking about, is a lifestyle. So they can begin a lifestyle of serving you, of worshiping you, of fellowshipping with you, and most importantly, of having a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for a new life and a new beginning. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Talking about fresh start.
Yes.
A new beginning.
A new beginning. So if you prayed that prayer and you are there, we will love to bless you with resources, be that a Bible or any other resources that will help you in your relationship with God. And we always encourage, find a Bible-believing church
yes.
in your local area to fellowship with so that you can grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and this newfound relationship that you have, but also so you can live in community with like-minded believers that love Jesus Christ and also know even this reality of this living hope that we just talked about today.
Yes. Just to emphasize what you just shared with our listeners, you know, it's just like when we have a baby. When you have a newborn baby, the newborn baby has to be fed so that the newborn baby can grow. So part of growing and maturing in the Lord Jesus Christ and part of growing in this new faith or what you just profess to serve the Lord, and also the opportunity to continue to dive into the Word of God to gain more knowledge about your journey as a Christian.
Amen, amen. So like newborn babe, says the Word of yes. God, desire the milk of God's Word so that you can grow. So we'll love to serve you. We love seeing God's people grow to be all God has destined them to be. And so let us know if you prayed that prayer and you need a Bible, you need information, even of a local church in your area, let us know. We have all those resources and we will be so happy to get them to you. That's it.
But you know what? Another mm-hmm. thing, just before we close, is that those that are tech savvy.
Yes.
And if they don't have the paper Bible or the book Bible, they can also get the app.
That's true. They can get right. the app and let us know. We'll send you all those information. So that's the time we have
yes.
right now. It
yes.
went by so fast.
But then don't forget.
Our next episode, you want to make sure you don't miss episode
yes.
74.
Yeah.
So this is more like a jumpstart, a foundation, even for that episode yeah. 74. So that's all the time we have for now. Until next time,
yeah.
stay connected.
We love you.